At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we have a terrific show for you today. Woo-hoo! Coming off a hot game last night, the Nets losing to the Boston Celtics. Boston in major control of this series. We'll get into that and so much more. There's some baseball, there's some football, and of course, their NBA playoff action going on all over the place. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you?
I am doing great, Mr. Chris Broussard, on a TV theme song Thursday.
Kids,
I'm excited.
Dynamite!
That's right. So much to do, and a little baseball to talk coming up in the second hour. I'm looking forward to that. And the NBA playoffs roll on, so busy day, and
yes,
a lot to get to.
Yes, yes, indeed. Do you want to give people, tell them where they can go to send you requests for a TV theme song
yes.
Thursday?
Yes, absolutely. And Alex will get them on. You can go to at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter or at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. So hit us up. We got a good one queued up for the first break when we come back. But we listen to you. Alex is very good at getting our requests on, Chris. So it is a staple here on this program, and people love the themes.
Yes, yes, yes. Whether they love them or not, they get them on a TV theme song.
They love them. TV theme song Thursday.
Everybody
TV
not into sitcoms like you, but yes. I do think they enjoy them. I do think it's
just
different.
It's something
you only get here at the Odd Couple.
Nowhere
and you
else.
Used to get it the first Odd Couple in Detroit 20 years ago.
No. It was never
there wasn't a TV theme
no,
song.
Not on the Odd Couple with
TV
Park
theme
the
song
Man.
Tuesday. Oh,
no,
Mark
it's
the Man.
On
yeah.
Park on the Man. Not
they had
the
a Calvin's Tower trivia too.
Right, exactly.
But I do want to give you a programming
the
note.
The problem is those shows, this show has lasted 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Those only lasted 4 months. So
what you trying to say?
You
Park and the
laugh?
Man lasted 10 years.
You haven't gotten a laugh like that from Craig Melvin in weeks.
Wow. So programming note tomorrow morning in place of Dan Patrick, who's off tomorrow, Jason Smith and I will be manning the Dan Patrick Show from 9 to noon Eastern. So check us out
okay,
tomorrow.
So now I got to do it. I got to do the same thing. Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9:30, Fox Sports 1. Check me out on First Things First. I'm with Nick Wright, Jenna Wolf, and Kevin Wilds. You know,
nobody said you couldn't do it.
I'm just saying, we're doing that every day.
Well, while we're doing it, I will be in with Rob Parker tomorrow morning on the Dan Patrick Show.
Yes.
With Rob Parker and Jason Smith.
Where are you going to be, Alex?
Nationwide, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific, 9 to 9.
Where are you going to be at that time? Sleep?
Alex?
Yeah, he'll be apparently
What's
asleep
up?
Right now.
Well, where will you be when everybody's doing something in the morning?
Yeah, oh, boys,
morning.
You already know I'm running 3 podcasts, trying to build the nation, save the world. I'm everywhere, man.
Okay.
As you
doing everything but paying attention to sports.
That's true.
As we'll discuss in the third hour in Teichert's Tower of Trivia. All right,
we're
going
to get up
Goodwill.
To 9 million downloads with
yes,
Alex.
10. We got Vinny Goodwill coming on at the bottom of the hour. Yahoo Sports NBA writer. So much to talk about in the association. You heard DJ Alex Teichert is with us, super producer Rob G. And on the updates, my man, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, last night you and I both picked Brooklyn to win this series, and they are now facing an 0-2 deficit. And I'm going to tell you, Rob, to me, last night was all about KD and Kyrie, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, what they did not do. Because if you had told us at this time yesterday, or at least me, and I bet you agree, that Seth Curry was going to give me 16, Goran Dragic was going to give me 18, and Bruce Brown was going to drop 23, the Nets were going to equal the Celtics on the glass, only give up 7 offensive rebounds. I would have, and the Nets at one point would have led by 17.
Blowout.
Right. It's 1-1, and the Nets are in control.
Blowout.
But the superstars, the two most skilled, the most skilled duo in NBA history, according to Tracy McGrady and others, they got locked down. There's no other way to say it. You want to say they didn't show up? Fine. But Boston locked them up. Boston, Marcus Smart shows up, Rob, in a boxing robe with DPOY, Defensive Player of the Year, on it. To me, that Kyrie should have looked at that and said, bullseye. Oh, okay. You going to show up like that? I'm going to show you what I think of your Defensive Player of the Year award. Instead, Marcus Smart took him out of the game. Kyrie wasn't even bringing the ball up court. What was up with that? Kevin Durant can handle the ball for a 7-footer, not for a point guard. And you saw him struggling to get it up. And he's got to work so hard to get it up sometimes if they pressure him that he's worn down. So Kevin Durant, 0 for 10 in the second half. He and Kyrie combined 1 for 17. The other duo from the Celtics, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, didn't play particularly well either, but they got it done in the clutch. They went 6 for 9, 17 points in the fourth. Kyrie and KD go 1 for 9 for 8 points in the fourth. Peyton Pritchard of Boston matched them in the fourth quarter, Rob.
Well,
so that's what the story was about to me.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. You could talk about if you want to, Steve Nash isn't a great coach, and you want to talk about Boston and what they did. You could talk about all that. It still comes down to your big guys and guys who are prolific scorers, and they didn't get the job done. That should have been a blowout win. They got off to a great start without doing much, and I don't know if they felt like they still didn't have to do much. But for KD to go 0 for 10 and those two to go, what was it, 1 for 17?
1 for 17.
I mean, those are historic numbers for guys like that. And we said it twice for KD. 9 for 24 in game one.
Right.
A game that they lost by on a layup at the buzzer. If KD plays average, Chris, not great, average, they're up 2-0. Average.
Thank you.
And he hasn't played that. And he just hasn't. And I'm going to point to KD more, even more, Chris, because of the two games.
Yeah, he's the better player.
And he's the best player out there. And he's a guy who's made big shots, big moments. I still rather have him have the ball, but he hasn't performed. And that's why the Nets are in a hole. Is it the end of the world? If you want to write him off, you can write him off. But just be careful in the NBA on the idea of a team winning both games at home. We saw this last year. You just want to go back to the NBA Finals. The Suns were up 2-0, and everybody was throwing Chris Paul flowers. And, wow, put him up. He's a top three-point. You remember that, Chris? Top three-point guard. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Devin Booker's the next Kobe Bryant. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Just like all of that. And then they never won another game.
Right.
Like they never won another game.
You're absolutely right.
So be careful because Milwaukee lost at home to Chicago last night.
Right. And heck, Phoenix lost to New Orleans.
Phoenix lost at home to New Orleans. And the Grizzlies got punched in the mouth by Minnesota at home. So we're not making excuses. We're just telling you, like, when you lose at home, that's when that series gets turned around. And the Nets, obviously, game three is a must. And then there's a chance you might, in game four, Chris, get some reinforcements, right?
Ben Simmons might be back, which might would help.
And I'm not saying that he's the savior or anything, but you could get another guy back.
He gives you a little boost defensively, I think.
Right, so there you go. But it still comes down to KD. And I'm going to lead with KD. I mean, Kyrie had a great game one, Chris. Great game one. KD has had dookie games one and two. Bad games. Just played decent. I'm serious. Decent. The Nets would be up 2-0, and the conversation would be totally different. It just would be.
Well, I'm glad, Rob, you brought up Nash, too, because everybody's killing Nash on Twitter. And look, Steve Nash is not Steve Kerr.
Right. We're not saying he's a great coach.
At this point, maybe not even a good coach. And here's what I will say about Nash. As I'm watching that game last night, I am thinking, Nash, get KD I'm thinking two things. One, can you get him an easy look? Can you run him off a pin down or something like that? Get him an easy look here or there, right? That's your job as a coach. And two, I'm thinking, why is Kevin Durant bringing the ball up court more than Kyrie Irving? I get it. Kyrie's great off the ball because he's really a scorer's mentality. But he's the best ball handler in NBA history.
And Durant's had trouble two games in a row, Chris. Fix it.
Come on. What
KD,
is that?
During the regular season, it's fine. We're in the playoffs now, and you're turning the ball over like a bakery.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
But here's the thing about Nash, Rob. Not absolving him, but this is what KD and Kyrie wanted. They handpicked Nash, and then Kyrie was like, he's not really our head coach. We don't have one. The coaching, everybody's view toward coaching is about to change because we're all going to be coaches. Well, KD and Kyrie want to run ISO. They want to run high pick and roll. They want to run drive and kick. It's glorified street ball what they're doing. Rob, how many times has Kerry Kittles, we had him on the show and he said, oh, yeah, you drop them in easy because they don't – what they're doing is so simple.
Right. There's no plays. What plays?
Right. It's just get in there and ball. Well, now you need somebody to draw you up a play to get something going, and he can't. Because this is what you wanted. You wanted to play AAU again. Well, here you go. So they got to turn it around quickly, Rob. Quick, fast, and in a hurry, or they're going home.
This season will be over.
3-0, it'll be over. I don't. They're not coming back from 4-0.
I agree.
From 3-0.
They will not win 4 games in a row against this Celtic team, because they would feel great that they won 2 games that they probably shouldn't have and then came into Game 3, Chris, with the Nets get back against the wall, and they still couldn't win. So, so how
and
can you,
and the Nets will be deflated, too.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
After that.
You know. But here's the thing for all you out there who might think, oh, 2-0, it's over. If you've ever played in basketball games, and now the only way it is over, Rob, is if the Nets are internally defeated. If they've been punched in the mouth so hard these last 2 games that they feel inside, they're just better than us.
I just don't see that.
I don't either.
Right, because they haven't played. If you told me KD played his game, Chris, and they, you know what I mean, and they were down 2-0, I'd say it's over. KD can't play any better. Kyrie can't play any better, and they can't win. You got one at the. You got a buzzer beater that beat you, and then you were up going into the. You scored. You got outscored 14-4 to start the fourth quarter, and the game was over. I mean, 14-4 in the fourth quarter with two of the best scorers in the league. Come on,
They have to feel like if they're who we think they are, who we say they are, then they got to be feeling inside like, look, we can beat them. Four out of five games. They just won 2 in a row. We can win 2 in a row.
We win 2 in a row at home, and then it's 2 out of 3. That's how you have to look at it.
All right, we're throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your thoughts on the game last night. Why couldn't KD and Kyrie deliver? And are they through? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
All right, it's the auto.
It's been
the
iCouple for you.
Brought to you by AutoZone, and they've got the free services you need. You want to go sing? You want to sing? Go ahead.
Come and knock on our floor. Come
put
and
put on the instrumental and let Rob sing. Go ahead.
Three's Company, two. Chris, you know what?
That's all you know. You don't know the words.
If we do this show like a remake, and it's a black version of Three's Company, we'll call it Man About the House instead of Three's Company. And Chris, you'll be Mr. Furley. You'll be the black Mr. Furley.
Man About the House? Why is that?
Do you know that's the original name of the show?
Really?
This show was ripped off from Thames TV in England.
Wow.
It was called, the original show was called Man About the House.
And it was about Mr. Furley?
No. It was about three, you know, them two guys, two women and a guy living together. But it was called Man About the House, the original. And the other one that they stole from England, Chris, was All in the Family.
All in the Family was
Love Thy Neighbor, and it was about a black family moving in next door.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was what the Jeffersons.
Because that's not what All in the Family was about. I mean, they had the Jeffersons there,
right?
But the
English version was about a black family.
Oh,
movement.
Wow.
It was more about the black family and the English family. You know what I mean? Whereas Archie had his own character. It wasn't about the Jeffersons.
All right. Well, look, we're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, man, AutoZone's everywhere. And they're here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on KD and Kyrie last night.
All right, let's kick it off with Marcus in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marcus?
Hey, what up, guys? How you doing?
Doing
good,
great,
man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I got to tell you, I look forward every day to you guys' show.
Man,
thank you. That means a lot.
You know, people have a lot of options, you know, when they're driving home or whatever. You know, Sirius has 500 stations.
Right.
Right? I mean, really. Right. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, first I'll just say I'm definitely out here sweating for my boys out here for the sun. I think it's going to be a rough road at this point.
Yeah.
He could be out a month.
Chris and I feel the same way. That dampered their hopes.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they're not winning it without him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you could get by.
Those hamstring injuries, too.
Yeah,
right.
He's not going to be 100% the rest of this basketball season.
Right.
That's for sure.
Right. Yeah.
But, kind of chiming in on that game last night, I mean, I kind of think that we're given – you know, first of all, Steve Nash and KD and Kyrie passes kind of because Steve, first starting with Nash, I mean, it definitely feels like when you watch that game, you're watching one team play pickup and the other team play organized team game.
Agreed.
And Steve Nash doesn't seem like he's on top of things, you know, like a normal, I mean, that the rookie coach for Celtics is clearly out-coaching him. I mean, in the first game, I didn't understand why on that last play where KD ended up taking a 28-foot fadeaway, the Nets had two timeouts. Why didn't he call a timeout and set something up instead of making Kyrie? It's like he just throws the ball to KD and say, okay, KD, Kyrie, you guys gonna make it happen.
Well, look, I mean, remember what one of the best coaches ever, Greg Popovich, what did he always say, Rob? Tim Duncan allows me to coach him. He said, because if the players don't want to respect you and listen to you, I don't care how much you know the game, you're not going to be able to coach them. And they set a tone from the get-go. He's not our head coach. It's a partnership. He's just kind of organizing things. Right, and that's what they look like. You're right. They look like an AAU team.
And when shots don't go in, that's what it looks like. You know what I mean? Like seriously.
Right. If they drew that up,
Chris, KD hits that three, they're up by four, they win that game. Oh, God. Look at that.
Right.
And KD's just he's that guy. He's that alpha dog. Give me the ball. Makes the shot. And you're not talking about Steve Nash. You're just not. About the rest of the game. But it is. And you could do that. When you don't win, you can look back and look at stuff and make a determination on if they could have won, if some things changed. What about Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina, the old Charleston Chew? Chris, did you used to eat that candy, the Charleston Chew?
I wasn't a big Charleston Chew guy.
Neither was I, but it was big for the kids.
Everybody liked
it. Yep. All right, what's up?
Boston had five guys in double figures the first game. Game two, they had seven guys in double figures. As long as they keep playing as a team and playing hard, and you know when you put that uniform on, they expect a certain level of hustle.
Wait, stop it! Stop it!
Okay,
yes. they got one championship. Hold on,
since
you got one championship. Well, beyond that, right? They got one championship since Larry Bird walked out the door.
Right.
How long ago was that? 1992 or whatever? 93?
Let's not make it like the Celtics win every year.
Exactly. If I
remember, Chris, was it 2 years ago or when the Nets knocked them out in five games or whatever?
Yeah, come on.
Let's not like oversell it. Okay?
Right. They're a great franchise. They're the second best franchise in NBA history. I think the Lakers are the best.
But don't get your panties in a bunch praising the Celtics like they've reinvented the wheel.
Right.
Okay? Stop.
All their championships, like I said, except one came last century.
And Chris, before Bird got there, they had a 20-year drought or something before Bird showed up.
They won in 81 with him. And
before that.
They won in 76 with Dave Cowens led them. But they, you know, they 60s. Right. Most of it was 50s and 60s or in the 60s. All right, we got Vinny Goodwill coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the Fox Sports Radio studios, our next guest does a great job of covering the NBA for Yahoo Sports and also a SiriusXM NBA radio host and the former nephew of Rob Parker.
No, and a great guy, and a great guy, too.
Our man, Vinny Goodwill. Vinny, what's up, man?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
Vinny. We are good.
Did you hear the boos from Comerica Park today or no? From where you were?
No, I'm because I'm actually in New York City, so I don't think those boos were going to carry.
They're going to get there that loud. Okay. I was wondering if you were Detroit.
Not at all.
Okay.
Vinny, what's your take on the Nets-Celtics series, and particularly KD and Kyrie?
Well, I think it shows a lack of coaching adjustments. You can see that Ime Udoka is running circles around Steve Nash. His inexperience is really showing. And Kevin Durant just looks out of sorts right now. Like, I compared it last night. It looks like they're putting some Jordan rules on KD where they're putting, you know, four or five sets of eyes to him every time he has the ball. They're zoning up on him. And he hasn't adjusted, and Steve Nash hasn't made the game easy for him, in addition to Kyrie Irving not being a traditional setup point guard. Like, I know we've had these conversations about how great these guys have been in terms of skill and everything else and where they rank in terms of greatest scorer ever, most skilled players ever. But you got to put that in application, and it hasn't worked at all so far.
Thank you.
Can we, the NBA, we've talked about this the regular season, a lot of injuries, and now Booker's out. How does that
– Middleton, too.
Yeah, Middleton's out as well. But Booker, how does that hurt or derail the Phoenix Suns? A hamstring Vinny, you know, he might be out for 3 weeks or a month, but you never recover enough to be healthy, you know, during the playoffs with a hamstring. It's going to take longer than the playoff run. How much does that hamper the Suns?
I mean, it's going to be a test to how far ahead everybody thinks that Phoenix is. You know, if Chris Paul is as great as people like to say that he is, you know, our buddy Nick Wright likes to say that Chris Paul will elevate himself above Isaiah Thomas on the all-time point guards list if he wins one championship. Well, let's see if he can do that without his shooting guard or without his best player. And I certainly don't ascribe to that. But I think Phoenix is pretty deep. Like, you slide Cam Johnson in, who finished on my ballot for sixth man of the year. You slide them in there. Yeah, you're going to lose a little bit of Devin's shot creation, but they should be pretty deep as far as being able to survive for the next couple of weeks. You got to think, they're going to play the winner of Dallas and Utah, and Luka's not playing tonight. Utah's a mess. So they should be able to survive at least until the Western Conference Finals, and then you're going to have some real problems assuming Golden State or Memphis is there.
Well, I was going to ask you about Golden State. They look, it's only two games, and Denver obviously is
Denver's depleted, right.
But they look really good. They look like they're back to championship-level play. What are your thoughts on them?
Well, in case you guys didn't know, I came up with the term death lineup that everybody wound up using like 7 or 8 years ago or whatever.
You created that?
Yeah, that was me. I didn't copyright it, but yeah, that was – I just created just like in a press box one day, just saying this lineup killed you, and then saying it's a lineup of death, and it's a death lineup, and I forgot it as quickly as I said it, and then all of a sudden it caught fire like a week later, and I totally forgot I said it, but it's
you believe him, Rob?
Nah, I don't think he would. Yeah, I'll take that. I don't think Vinny's gonna make it up or claim something that he didn't do. You know,
absolutely not. I don't have a name for this lineup. The name that comes to me so far is Beige Rage, considering you got three light-skinned brothers.
Hey, it's light-skinned brothers balling nowadays.
Oh, stop.
It's
only because they couldn't play. They had to play in the suburban gym.
Man, the game is suburban nowadays.
So that's what happened.
The game is suburban nowadays. Yeah, right, you know that.
Whatever. Y'all are terrible. But no, I think... I do think I'm very curious to see what Jordan Poole is going to look like in a road playoff game. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to play, like, really tough at home when you get everything working for you. What's it going to look like when you go on the road? That's anybody. You know what I mean? Right. When it's your first taste of playoff, you know, intensity on the road and you're not in your comfortable confines. But I don't think it's going to be Denver that does it just because they don't have the players. Like, if you mix those two lineups together of both teams, outside of Jokic, and we're on the playground, outside of Jokic, how many Golden State Warriors do we pick before we go to the next Denver Nugget? And I just think that that's the talent disparity that they have, and I don't know if they're back to championship level yet because I've got some questions about the lack of size. You know, if your tallest player is basically Draymond Green, you're going to have issues, and you can play him at center for 15, 20 minutes of the game, but 48 minutes, you got to figure out something else, and what happens on those nights where Clay isn't hitting or Steph isn't hitting or Jordan Poole is a second or third year player again. So I still got some questions, but I think they're much better than I anticipated they would be 2 or 3 weeks ago.
How about Milwaukee and Chris Middleton? I mean, he was a big part of what they did last year and helping win a championship. What kind of a blow is that? And again, he could be out for an extended period of time, and Milwaukee already gave up a game to Chicago at home. What do you make of his injury?
Rob, you want to ask me who I voted for MVP this year?
Yes. Who'd you vote for MVP this year?
Giannis. They still
me
got
too.
Him.
Me he's too, still, Vinny.
He's still playing, right? And that's to take nothing away from Chris Middleton because I think he's fantastic in filling his role as that second guy, as that shot creator and everything. And you can give Drew Holiday a little more responsibility as far as running the offense, creating and everything else to take a little bit of the pressure off of Giannis, but you still got Giannis, at least in the meantime. And if he's gone for 2 weeks, then maybe that places you in game 2 of the next series, assuming it's Boston, assuming you get past Chicago. So maybe it's better that you drop this game against the Bulls and you let this series go a little bit longer so you can give yourself a little more time to recoup
and
learn.
They better not play. They better not play around with the Bulls.
I don't think the Bulls have enough in terms of, like, if you need DeMar DeRozan to score 40 points in a playoff game to get you a win, that's going to be good enough to get you a win. I don't know if that's going to be good enough to get you four. And that's including Zach LaVine, who I think is going to have a game of his own. DeRozan got you his game. That's like Allen Iverson getting you a game in 2001 against the Lakers, or, you know what I mean, that type of great player can get you a game. Can that guy do that three more times? Can Zach LaVine do that three times? I don't know if I can see that. Plus, the best player in the game is arguably on the other side of the floor, and he's at the peak of his powers, and he's healthy. So I got a hard time believing that the Bulls, as great of a story as they are, can actually take down the champs, because the champs are about their second or third best player.
Vinny, quickly before you go, we got about a minute left. Looks like you voted for Giannis. I voted for Giannis. I've heard a lot of people
on TV. The only two votes for him.
That voted for Embiid. I mean, it'll only be a few more probably. It looks like Jokic is going to win. What are your thoughts on that? Because he might get swept. There's probably a gentleman's sweep at best in the first round. What are your thoughts on him winning, probably winning his second back-to-back or his back-to-back MVP?
I think Russell Westbrook bastardized the award, where traditionally the award
not at
always...
all. Stop it. Stop.
Yes. Rob, if he averaged 31-9-9, he wouldn't have won the award. We got infatuated with the damn number 10.
Yeah, but they also had a won that year when he got the triple double. You can't just act like it didn't matter.
Nobody had done it in 40 years.
We never thought that would be done.
Magic, Kid, LeBron, nobody ever thought it could be done. Yeah. Not only hadn't they done it, they didn't think it could be done again.
He did it. And guess what, y'all? He did it again the next year.
He did it
last year. And nobody gave a damn. Why? Because it doesn't actually mean anything. It's just a round number. And to Jokic's point, to me, you can't win MVP if you are not on a team of consequence. So to me, that's why Giannis was the pick, was not just because he's on a contender, but because he's on a team that actually means something, that's going to play meaningful basketball, assumedly, for the next 2 months compared to a guy that's going to get
swept. That's not what the MVP is, a regular season award. It's a regular season award. It has nothing to do with the postseason. And Vinny, I'm not buying it.
I'm not selling
Vinny,
it.
Vinny, listen to your uncle.
That's right. I'm not buying it. It's a regular season award. We don't care about the postseason.
Well, Vinny, you know that before the writers started voting, like, Kareem won it without even making the playoffs, which
I don't
agree with, but I'm just saying, don't blame it all on Westbrook. You can't blame it all on Kareem.
You're talking about Kareem in 1977. That's 76 years ago.
But it's still, he won it without making the playoffs.
We're just saying, Moses Malone won it without winning 50 games early, like 81.
Here's a stat for y'all. Since playoff expansion began in 1984, that's the modern NBA for me, 16 teams in the playoffs, there's only been one player to win MVP and his team did not win 50 games, and that was Russell Westbrook in 2017. Everybody else at least was on a team that won 50 games. That's the Mendoza line. And you mean to tell me a team that won one game in the playoffs because he averaged 31-10-10 compared to 31-9-9 and y'all was mad at Kevin Durant that meant something? Who was mad at Kevin Durant?
The triple-double, man, that numbers mean something, Vinny.
Yes.
Please.
Go back home and think about this one.
How high is John Stockton on your point guard? Take two chocolate chip cookies
and call me in the morning.
He's in the top 10.
Yes.
That's our man, the feisty Vinny Goodwill.
We're not buying it today. That's right. Vinny's mad because a rat chased him on the subway today in New York.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. That's our man Vinny Goodwill, Yahoo Sports NBA writer. All right, Shekel City is next. How did Rob do? And Mike Tyson, he's back in the ring, folks. Kinda, sorta. Stay tuned.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
This got to be a song from the 70s. I know.
Like the Carpenters. Who? What is this, Alex?
My guys, this is Grizzly Adams.
Grizzly Adams.
I remember that show, but yeah, I don't remember it. Why, that don't sound like the right theme song for Grizzly Adams.
You sure?
Yeah. I mean, it just sounds a lot more peaceful than Grizzly Adams. Sounds more like the Waltons or something.
Good night, John.
Little House on the Prairie or something. All right, if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Shekel City, Chris, they put up a new tower in Las Vegas on behalf of Shekel City because we got slaughtered last night. 0-3, Shekel City, wow. Not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook. We need a bounce back, a bounce back Thursday. It was ugly last night. Best bet tonight, I got Grizzlies -2, Chris, in Minnesota. I know people will be fired up in Minneapolis.
Looks like it's going to be a barn burner. Minnesota jumped on them early, Rob. Now it's 18-13, Timberwolves.
Yeah. So there you go. I got Grizzlies -2. Mavericks in Utah, Salt Lake City. I got Jazz -8.
I know they lost game two, but I like the Jazz to bounce back.
Because of no Luka.
Yeah, no Luka.
Minus eight's a lot, though.
Yeah, but at home, they should win by 10. And I got the Warriors minus two. I just can't get with the Nuggets because they're just not the Nuggets. They've got too many missing pieces. And I
they're
see
the
they're
giving Nuggets.
They're giving them. Yeah, McNuggets is right. Very nice.
Or the Nicked Nuggets. How about that?
Nick Nuggets. I like
Nicked
that.
Nick Nuggets. Yeah, there you go.
You know, Chris, you should be a writer one of these days. You should be a writer. Warriors minus two on the road in Denver. I'll take that. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling
Thank
you
God.
Who I bet on. Yes.
All right. Mike Tyson, Rob, back at it. Back in the ring, kind of, sort of.
He was I got to admit this about Mike Tyson real quick. Chris, he was living so dangerously and out of control when I was younger.
When he was champ then? You mean when he was champ?
I didn't think he would be C50. Like, I really thought that he was, like teetering on being too dangerous. You know what I mean? With his lifestyle and what
was really
going on.
He really was out there.
He was out there. And to see him get older, you know, is a little surprising to me. I really didn't think, I thought he would be one of those guys where something bad would happen. And I'm glad it hasn't.
Yeah, you know, Tyson's interesting. And the story quickly, Rob, is I got a lot to say I could say, but I'll just get to the story about Tyson. He was on an airplane getting, you know, sits down on the plane before they leave. And there's a guy, a fan, who's drunk. And he's just messing with Mike, not teasing him, but just, you know, keeps talking.
Stop,
talking.
Mike,
and apparently Mike was cool with him at first. Took a picture with him, but the guy wouldn't let it go. And finally, you know, he just keeps going on and on as Mike asking me, hey, chill out, leave me alone, whatever. And the guy just keeps talking. And finally, Mike just turned around and started. There's video of him just throwing a flurry at the guy. He did mess up the guy's face. He's got bruises and all that. But now they're saying the guy, he's not sure if he's going to press charges. He's okay outside of, you know, just the bruised up face. And one of Mike Tyson's guys that was with him says the guy threw water at Mike. I don't know if that's the case. But
even
no,
if it
the
was
witnesses,
the case, Chris, please.
Yeah, you
Come
can't.
On.
Mike Tyson, and as any boxer is, you're a lethal weapon. And you can't, it's lucky, thank God he didn't hurt the dude worse.
But you know what, I'm surprised
just
by
Just tell the stewardesses, just, you know what I mean? Just get the fight attendant and say, hey,
you could
get
see,
this guy off
you
my back.
You could see me on Spirit, but what is Mike Tyson flying Spirit? You know what I'm saying? Like, what airline
wow,
was he on,
Greg
Chris?
Bell, like that.
Huh?
It looked pretty good. It looked like first, it looked like business first.
Really?
From the videos. Rob G, did you think? Like, it looked like they were in the
so
nice
he wasn't
seats.
On Spirit with, you know, like people paid $39.
I think Rob Parker's the only celebrity who still flies Spirit.
Yes, and the worst part about it is they're about to merge with Frontier to make the absolute worst
Is that
airline.
True?
Yes.
Wow, but that might take them up to another level. Keep her locked. 2 hours left. Odd Couple.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.